God is good. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Let's stand up and pray together this morning as a family. Remember, this is His house. Hallelujah. And He loves you. Remember, you are the church. Standing in unity makes us strong in the world. Amen? We may be little, but we're loud. We may be little, but we got the Word of God to spread to somebody we know that changes lives. Amen? That's the way it works. Lord, thank you for this day. I am so excited today, Lord, and my heart is so full today because we're going to be talking about your Son. Your Son. Yes, I love Him more than anything because He has blessed me with the things in my life that I have. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you. We're going to pray and we're going to talk about Him. Lord, I pray that the revelations of Him fill each and every spirit and each and every heart in here today. Lord, I pray that the revelation of You as it came to Peter, that they leave here knowing that You are the rock. You are the cornerstone. You are the reason that we are blessed the way we are. You are the reason why we have hope. You are the reason why we have forever with You in heaven. All about You, Jesus, I pray today as we speak and we talk about You, that their hearts and minds and ears open up and receive every drop of the words about You, and it just fills them so that they want to know more and have more and be closer to You. This is a beautiful, great morning we're going to share together in Your house, Lord. We invite You. We invite the angels. We invite the Spirit of God in with us today. Come and celebrate with us. We invite You in, Lord. We love You and we worship You in this house. Now we're going to sing praises to Your name. To Your name. To the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
God, praise You now. Pastor Larry, what are you talking about? I'm talking about people going through trials and tribulations. How many going through trials and tribulations? But God is with you, amen? God is with you all the time. He is with you, hallelujah. So you got that inner peace. Maybe on the outside you're nervous, maybe things are going on, maybe wherever at work, whatever it is you're going through. But the inner part of you, the spirit, is at peace. You have joy, you have comfort, you have love from who? Hallelujah. We go on a journey. We got a friend, we got a testimony today. Went on a journey. It was not to be as happy and sad. It was so different, the whole journey. But it was in joy and peace because he had somebody with him who loves him. And love never fails. How many knows that? Love never fails. And when you have love, you can overcome everything. Amen? And where does love come from? Let me hear you. Where does love come from? Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! It's all about God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The light's shining in. Oh, I pray you receive today. I pray you receive today something that just changes your life even more. I know you know Him. I know you love Jesus. Some people say, yeah, I want you to know more today. I mean, I want you to have it inside you. A revelation. Remember Peter. Jesus told Peter it was a revelation by God the Father that he knew who Jesus was. You're the Son of Man. And he said, God revealed that to you. So today I want the Word of God to reveal it to you today. Amen. Say, why are you talking about Jesus? Because He is the key. Amen? He's the key. He's the reason. We do the Lord's Supper later. He sits at the right hand of His Father. Amen? He is the reason. No other religion. Amen? Every other book, every other religion is about somebody who, guess what, died. Amen? Our God is not dead. Amen? He's alive. Sits at the right hand of God. Amen? The Bible is not about a book about somebody who died. It's about somebody who rose from the dead and defeated death. Amen? Your God. That's the difference. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not just for us. See, that's the difference. It's for anybody who wants to accept that. Amen? Anybody who wants to receive that. And we're not holding a secret here. We're not holding anything to us that somebody else can't have. Amen? That's the key. That's our God. Amen? It's open for everybody. You start to receive blessings. Don't feel guilty. God said, I got blessings for him too, or her too, if she wants them. Hallelujah. I'll get, call on me. Lean on me. Trust in me. Love my Son. Amen? I'm going to say it over and over again. We're going to say a prayer later. We're going to say a prayer later. It starts out what? Our Father who? Do you believe that? Well, he said, love my son. So you can't say one prayer without believing in the son. Amen? Hallelujah. Huh? Hand in hand, you got it. My wife changed my mind. Ever happened to you, Greg?
You mean your wife ever changed his mind? I don't think so.
I'm obedient to the Lord. I am obedient to Jesus. But he gave me a wife and said to be obedient to her. Soldiers, amen. Can I get him? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to say this prayer today. We're going to say it together because we love God, amen. We're going to say this prayer that everybody says together. It starts, Our Father who art in heaven. But I want to remind you of something before we say this prayer. Where did it come from? Hallelujah. The disciples asked Jesus how to pray. So remember, we got this from Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen, as it is written. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay standing. Gene's going to sing Psalm 501. In Christ, there is no east or west. That's what we need to get. But I ask you this. What if there was no Bible? What if there was no Bible? How would we know if there was a God? How would we know who He was and what He does for us? How would we know? I'm going to tell you how you know. God is love. Amen? It's that simple.
Has anybody ever loved anybody in your life? I mean, really in your heart loved you. You know what it is? Of course you have, amen? You're with me. God is love. Love is the deepest emotion of caring for ourselves and for each other, amen? Listen. The more, listen now, we don't have the Bible, but I'm telling you, the more you share love, the more love comes back to you, amen? With your children, the more you give, the more it comes back. Well, gee, if there was no Bible, but you already know that. See, when you give, guess what? It's given back. Thank you, Miss Pat. It's given, so that's not even, you know, you don't have a Bible, but Miss Pat, you give love and you get love back, kindness. People love you, Miss Pat. You know why? Because you give love. They do. Everybody ever tell, oh, Miss Pat, she's beautiful. So all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, that's like Bible. So the more love, and you know what? People will take advantage. Anybody ever get somebody take advantage of you by your giving? Well, people will take advantage of you. Your friends, your family will take advantage of you. Your children might take advantage of you. People have had that, but they've had to deal with their children. But it's got nothing to do with the love that you gave, because the love you give is free, amen? You've given love freely. And he came from where? Your heart, amen? So if people take advantage of you once in a while, it's on them. It's not on the giver, amen? Because you've given love, and yeah, you say, boy, that didn't feel like you didn't get the response, but you gave it freely. There was no, when you love somebody, there's no connection to it, right? There's no expectation. There's no, oh, I'll love you if, amen? When you give love, and God is what? Hallelujah. Some people do take advantage of you. Hallelujah. Sometimes. But the more love you share, and not with just your children, with your family, but your neighbors, amen? The more love you share with your neighbors, the more they look at you like somebody they can trust. Isn't that interesting? They want to be around you. They like to talk to you because you gave them peace. You gave them hope, amen? You gave them love. Brother Art, what a man. I don't mean to point you out either, but you gave so much love to somebody, not even in your family, because he's a neighbor. What you've done for that person is love. You love that person. Amen? And the joy in your heart, the tears in your eyes sometimes when you give so much that it makes you so emotional, that's love. That's God pouring out of you. That's your Father where? And he loves you, and I'm going to prove it to you. Hallelujah. Okay, so we don't have a Bible, but we know God is love. Now let's talk about evils, all the evils and the hate, all the hate in the world today, everywhere. In the history of time, go, you guys, whoever like the history, all the hate. There was one thing missing. What is it? Love. There was no compassion in any war. Amen? There was no compassion. There was no love in any of the battles you've seen. Any of the horrific things you've read about through the histories of man. All the evils. There was no love. It was there. Zero. No love at all. You know what there was? There was greed, anger, wrath, selfish desires of all thoughts. And here's something about evil. Now, have you ever thought about this? And hate. Evil knows no ending. It knows no depth of ending. Amen? It's unquenchable. Can you say that with me? Unquenchable. Evil is unquenchable. Evil gets worse, and when you see it in our lives. Can you imagine what the things that our forefathers and the people before us and the evils that they saw? And when people get evil, they're children. They'll sacrifice their children. You've seen that. Amen? For a cause. That's evil. Amen? There's nothing that can feed it. They got to keep feeding it. They got to keep doing it to satisfy the desire of evil. Amen. God bless you, Brother Walter. Over and over again. Hallelujah. But every time you look, we don't have a Bible yet, right? So you got to look in history. Every time something changed, what changed it? Love. Amen. Compassion. Compassion changed the world. Caring for others, though we didn't even know them. Helping, healing, and restoring. You just have to look at the last 100 years and the 2 world wars that we did. We didn't know those people, amen? We didn't know those people in Europe, amen? But this country, because of its compassion, and because we said, that's not right, we went over there and helped fix it, amen? With caring and compassion, giving up our lives, people giving their lives away for the good, amen? For God, amen? Not for them to have it there, but for truth, amen? For God. Compassion stopped the war, amen? Compassion, love, change. changed those wars. Amen. Every time good got involved with evil and overcame it, we won. Amen. Are you with me? This is history. It's always changed the world. When you care for others, even though you don't know who they are, and we've loved those people over anything in the world. You just think of all the things in the world where this country went and said, we're going to help you. And when we left, we didn't take anything with us. Amen. We went there out of love. Amen. We didn't take their land. We didn't take their soil. We didn't take their anything. We went over there because of our God said that all men should be free. Amen. And oppression. And we said, no, we're going to stop it. Love stopped it. Amen. Compassion stopped it. Even an unbeliever can see the difference. Hallelujah. God is love. Say that with me. God is love. And love never fails. Hallelujah. Just look at the beauty. Brothers and sisters, look at the beauty created. Is it not truly a miracle? Even somebody who doesn't believe in God, when he talks about the planet, talks about, has to say, well, if it was a big bang, that was a miracle. Amen? Because we don't see it. In billions of miles away, we don't see it. Amen? So it was a miracle. Hallelujah. But you don't have to have a Bible to see how unbelievably beautiful our world is. Are you with me? Rivers that never run dry. Oceans that never overflow. Now listen to this. Listen, just listen to God. Time to grow. Time to harvest. And time, do you know what? Wait. The farmer waits in the winter. Amen. Let's the soil rest. Isn't that amazing? And what does God say to us? Sometimes we have to what? Rest. We have to work. We have enjoyment from the work. And then he says the rest. God created this beautiful place, this perfection, in such a way that even the farmers in the field could plant, could harvest, and then they had to what? Hallelujah. God designed it that way. Amen. God designed. You couldn't have a choice if you tried to. Amen. Now, if you know, if you had corn and you see the corn and they get it and they replant the corn. Amen. And what does the corn do? Now, this corn looks like it's dead, but you replant it and what happens? It grows stronger the second time. Amen. One kernel of corn grows a stalk. And how many corn ears are on the stalk? Amen. See, God even did that for us. Amen. The things that look like they were dead, the seeds that you planted, they look like they were dead to you. Amen. You take a tomato seed and you start planting and then you get a tomato plant. Amen. And that one seed produces how many tomatoes? The second life, better than the first life. Amen. And everything that you do. Amen. Well, guess what else is better? The second life. You and me. Amen. This is what it's all about. It's no different with us. And who does that? God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's talk about it. You see, that's all you've been doing, talking about it. Hello, you betcha. Thank you, Lord. Before there was the Bible, anybody hear of the Dead Sea Scrolls? They found in the caves in the ocean. Off the sides, found in urns and all sorts of things. They were from Isaiah. They were from written from the prophet Isaiah, from the Old Testament, writings from the Old Testament. Letters written, original letters written. Amen? Before we had the Bible. And listen to what Isaiah said. Listen, he said this thousands of years ago. He said, behold, this is, behold, my servant whom I uphold. The word servant is capitalized, meaning Jesus. Do you realize that Jesus is your servant? Amen? He came to serve. Amen? He came to take care of you. Amen? He is the shepherd. Amen? Who takes care of the flock. Amen? So he's serving you. And Isaiah saying, behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. Amen. He will not cry out nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. He will not be a protester. Amen. He will not come protesting and yelling and screaming. But he's saying, a bruised reed he will not break. Does that make sense to anybody? Let me explain it. A bruised reed. If you're weak, if you're tired, if you're broken, amen? When Jesus comes to you, he won't break you. He will take care of you, amen? He will mend you. He said, a bruised reed he will not break. He will comfort you. And smoking flax he will not quench. He's not looking for revenge, amen? He's not going to revenge you, amen? He's not coming for that. He's coming to take care of you. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged. Say that with me. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. Thus says the Lord, say with me the prayer we said before, Our Father, who art in heaven. Thus says the Lord, talking about who? Jesus. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, long before the Bible was written, amen, was the book of Isaiah written, amen. The book was here, amen. They put it in the Bible, amen. He was a prophet from the Lord. He heard from God. I tell you right now, I've never heard in my ears God's voice. I hear people say that. I say, thank you, Lord. I hope they have. But I have been led by God to what to pray for and what to preach on. I feel led by God to do that, amen. But I've never heard God's voice. But Isaiah heard God's voice. He wrote it right here. And who was he talking about? Hallelujah. Are you with me? You guys tired today? That's okay, because this is beautiful. Hallelujah. Boy, people have read this and said this 1,000 times over, but I want to read it to you. Please stay with me in the book of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever listens to this, believes in him, should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light. Now you might say, how do I know? How do I know I don't practice evil? I tell you, you don't practice evil, amen? How many make mistakes? How many say things they wish they hadn't? How many do things they wish? But you're not practicing evil, amen? So that doesn't, you're not worried about that. But he came, his only begotten Son came for who? You, amen? Our Father, where? Did you say that all the time? Well, he's telling you, I sent my Son. I sent my Son so you could be saved, amen? Hallelujah. That everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. Amen? Hallelujah. That's interesting. That sounds like a train. Oh, is it fire? I should have known. I lived here long enough. I'm going to read something to you. This is God talking to you. Would you listen? Stay with me. Jesus is saying, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not of the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, who? Where is he? As the Father in heaven knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have which are not of this fold, that is you and me, brothers. We are the Gentiles, we are not the Jew. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Amen. Who said that? Jesus. He is our good shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. If God were your Father, say it again, our Father where? We claim it all the time. And Jesus said, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he who sent me. Who sent him? Now Jesus said, if I do not the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, listen to what he says. Listen to how gentle he is. Listen to how he just draws you so that you have to love him. Listen to what he said. He said, if I do not the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. He is saying, if you can't quite grasp what I am, who I am right now, just believe the works. Believe the love in your heart, amen? Because the love is Jesus, amen? The love in your heart is God, amen? Believe that. And then start believing. You say, our Father who art in heaven, amen? He sent His Son for you. You proclaim Him every Sunday. And He said, I sent my Son for you, amen? I sent Him for you, hallelujah. Humble, humble, humble yourself. Here's what humble. Get into a place of need where you are so weak, you have no power length, where you can never doubt it was God's hand in your life. Not by your power and mind, but by God. Not only bringing you through it, your needs, but lifting you higher. Lifting you higher after you've gone through the fire, Brother Fred. After you've gone through the fire, Deacon Chuck. And He's going to lift you higher as a father would do for his son. Amen? Because we're working with the son. Amen? If you had children and you wanted them to succeed and you helped them, you would help them, lift them higher. Amen? Your Father in heaven gave you His Son and He wants to lift you higher. Amen? He wants you to humble you. Sometimes humbling means He's going to let you get to that point where you can't doubt what He's doing in your life is Him. Amen? Not by your will, your might, your friend, nothing else. Nothing else, only God. Amen? Then, where faith meets your heart, where doubt leaves your mind, where you meet that Jesus as if He lived in your heart always. Amen? Always. He's been there. Always. Jesus is the answer. Amen? Jesus is so everything. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is His name. He sent you His Son. Amen? He sent you His Son. Hallelujah. To live in victory. Give Him praise and glory, church. You have the victory. Notice I never once talked about a church. Never once talked about a denomination, an organization, a religion. Amen? I talked about who? You. You, George. You and Jesus. Amen? You're free. Say that with me. I'm free. You're free. You got God and you. Amen? You come to a church to get fed the Word. To be stronger, to say, I need to trust Him more. I need to lean on Him. I need to get away from my own thoughts because I've had my own thoughts, but I want God to change things. Amen? And God changes things. Amen? Jesus. It's about you and Jesus. It's that simple. Amen? And it's that beautiful. And He even said, if you don't quite, I mean, just believe the works. Believe the love. Believe what you see. Believe the creation. Believe all the gorgeous, beautiful things He blesses us with. And then draw closer to the Son. Amen? Because He's the one that sits at the right hand of His Father. Our Father where? He sits at His right hand. Hallelujah. Shepherd gives up his life for his sheep. Hallelujah. He gave up his life for his sheep so that we may have everlasting eternity with him. We may have the promises. We may have all the blessings because he gave his life for us. He took the bread and broke it and blessed it and said, this is my body being torn for you. Let me tell you that Peter didn't know, John didn't know what he was talking about. They didn't understand yet. But you do, amen? You understand that he was going to give up his life. He was going to stand in the gap for us. And he simply asked in this church that we do this in remembrance of him on Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, deacons. Sleep in places where it's just you.
feel His presence. Start to talk to Him. Start to believe more. Let Him show Himself. Let Him prove His word to you by praying to Him, by asking in His name. Asking. The more you ask, the more you can see, because the more He can answer if you trust Him. And let it be between you and God. Don't tell your prayers to everybody. Share it. Say, God, something is confidential, me and Him. So I'm going to share it just with Him. Because I don't want anybody else's idea. I don't want anybody else's opinion. I want God. So the more you ask, the more you seek, He says you'll find. The more you do, amen? Not the more the church does, but the more that you do. Hallelujah. The more joy in your heart, the more peace, the more you can start to have a relationship of joy and laughter with God. Hallelujah. With the good shepherd. With the good shepherd. Oh boy, Jim. I almost forgot the good shepherd, didn't I? Jesus blessed the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body being torn for you. I'm going to stand in the gap. I am the Son of God. He sent me here for this. My Father in heaven who loves me, loves you. Do this in remembrance of Him in Jesus' name." What we do here, what you do with Jesus, is what separates you from the rest of the world. Are you listening? What you do separates you from the rest of the world. But here's the bottom line. The rest of the world can have what you have. Amen. We don't have anything that we own. Amen. God gave us something freely. We can share it with everybody. And anybody who wants to accept what we have can accept it. Amen. We are separated from the world because we love God. We're not separated from the people. Amen. We draw the people to God. Amen. So what we have, as I've written down, separates us from the world, yet all are welcome to follow. Amen. Hallelujah. This God of forgiveness. Hallelujah. This God of forgiveness poured the wine into a cup and said, "This is my blood being shed for you." Blood, His lifeline, the blood that ran through His body. He's shedding for us for the remission of our sins. He did this for you. His Father in heaven, who He loves, sent Him here to do His will. And He did this for us. Hallelujah. Say other worlds, other people have to believe like us? No, they don't have to. But they can if they want to. It's freely given. Amen? We've been given nothing that we've had to pay for. It's freely given. The rest of the world can have what we have if they choose to. You have love in your heart. You have compassion in your heart. You have God in your heart. Oh, that I pray you see that this morning, that the revelation of God living inside you grows. I pray that you see that revelation this morning, that God lives inside of you. His Spirit, His Son, and our Father who art in heaven lives inside of you. Hallelujah. He's your angels, George. Let His light shine on others. Hallelujah. Heal others. Heal other people. Bring them to peace. Bring them to joy. Bring them to comfort. Bring them to love. Bring them to Jesus. See God working in your church, brothers and sisters. See the growth. See the Spirit. See the joy at 10:30. See the joy. See the joy at noon. See the fellowship. See the friends. See God growing in this church. Want for this church everything that is Jesus. See this church in the spiritual, brothers and sisters. And know that anybody who walks into this church from this moment on needs to know this church is about Jesus. This church is on fire for God. Let them see that and that alone in this church. Take care of this church as you would your child, as you would your baby, as you would anything that you love and possess. Take care of this church in that way, letting go and just letting God just take care of this. Everything He has promised, He is doing. Let's not get in His way. Let's do more for Jesus. As He shed His blood for us for the remission of our sins, let Him hold them up light, a light in the world. The light has come. Let them see the light in this church. In Jesus' name we do this. Praise God. Give Him praise and glory. Things are happening.